This is Linda Hamilton.
This is Boyd Banks.
Hello, this is Heather Langenkamp.
And this is Lance Henriksen.
Hey, this is Danny Cooksey.
All right, this is Ken Foree.
You're tuning in.
And you're listening.
You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there.
40 ounces of horror.
Let me tell you something.
Don't fall asleep.
Peace.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad and James.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the 40 Ounces of Horror podcast.
You sound like a teacher who fell asleep and a student woke him up.
That's kind of how I feel. It's been a while.
Hey, who's that woman that does the introduction for us on the...
I don't know.
Not me either. It's an honest question.
Jake did that years ago down in Atlanta. My name is Chad, and...
I'm James.
That's James, and welcome back to the show.
We're back. Welcome back.
Yeah, I was getting tired of people tweeting and messaging, wondering what the hell is going on. We don't know either. Well, kind of
we're on the same
halfway
boat.
True. A lot has been going on.
Too much, actually.
Aside from our personal lives, we've been working on things.
Trying to relaunch 40 Ounce in a different direction. Still keeping the podcast, but exploring some other avenues.
Yes. So we now have a video camera, tripod. We have a studio basically set up, ready to go for the launch of our live
YouTube
video stream.
Is it like a YouTube thing we're doing?
Basically, the show will be streaming live.
You realize
live
the studio now with like the video camera set up, it looks like we're in a dirty porn room. It looks like a set piece in 8mm.
So, yeah, basically the gist of it is we wanted to launch sooner. We haven't been able to yet. The YouTube channel, we already have a YouTube channel. We just never really use it. We will be live streaming, video streaming the podcast going forward. Hopefully. Yeah. It took me a while, one, to set up the studio.
Yeah.
It's got to look presentable. Two, to figure out the friggin' settings to get the camera to work with our recording equipment so that it got our audio and video and everything running.
It was just fun to watch you go back and forth and try to figure it out and the expletives that came out of your mouth.
Yeah. It took me a while. But, like I've explained to people, via Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah.
This is a very busy time of year for the both of us.
Yes. There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of shit going on. James has been prepping for...
The Irvington Halloween Festival, and then I have an art show coming up October 7th. And then...
And we just got done with Mask Fest at Horror Hound Weekend.
Yes. And then possibly starting another wrestling podcast, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's also another thing in works. We have a friend of ours who's going to be joining us, and the plan is to do via YouTube at this point. It's still going to be through 40 Ounce of Horror, a post-pay-per-view live stream recap.
You know, I think a good 20 to 30 minutes is all people can listen to us talk about wrestling.
We'll try it out and see how it goes. So, yeah, you have your art shows and whatnot, and Horror Hound Mask Fest takes up a huge chunk of time.
Yeah, that's
so
like
first. Let's start there. Tell us how that went for you.
Mask Fest went good. I rebranded Creepshow Studios into more of like a late night '80s. If it was its own public access show, kind of. So it's its own galaxy of like sleazy monsters and characters. So, you know, coming up with that concept and rebranding it and then, you know, launching that. And then that going straight into the fall season with the Irvington Halloween Festival and then the relaunch of 40 Ounces of Horror. And I don't know. There's a lot on our plates right now. So
And, you know, just aside from that, I took my family took a mini vacation over the last weekend. Yeah. Next weekend I'm heading down to Pensacola for the week.
Yeah. You taking Bub with you?
Yeah, it's for Bub's birthday. This weekend has been kind of busy.
Yeah. Night of Champions is tonight, too.
Night of Champions is tonight. Then after that, I'm going to be on... In November, I'll be gone for a week.
I'll be gone in November.
For my anniversary, plus Thanksgiving. A lot of things
Friendsgiving.
Happening. Yeah, and I didn't want to get the video podcast going until I felt that everything was right. I still am working
on it. It's going to be a work in progress for a while.
We're
going to launch it. It's going to be a shit show.
We got your Creepshow Studios banner hanging behind us, along with our 40 Ounces of Horror poster. Yeah. We have autograph pictures all over, you know. A mix of horror icons and wrestlers.
Yeah. We have Corey Haim signature there. We have me and Chad with Robert Englund. We have the Young Bucks. There's the Nature Boy. The studio's coming along.
For Hot Rod, Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Which is one of our ideas for Justin throughout
the Hottie Hot Pod.
No, we're trying to think of names for a potential wrestling podcast. And it was, he said, Hot Pod Potty Podcast.
The one that you got upset with, it was two cruisers and a heavy.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with that one. I was like, hey, fuck you. No way.
I think that's the first time. It's like, there was no giggle, no laugh. It's just, fuck you, man.
I can't cut to cruiserweight.
It's a tough cut. Cedric cut 30 pounds to make it to the cruiserweight classic.
What else? God, it's been, I think, 3 months since we recorded.
Shit, even doing... shit, horror trivia for Blackacre Brewery now. God, there's just so much stuff. It's now I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, and work's been insanity for me lately anyway. I still need to get the lights situation going.
Well, you're going to make it. It's going to be a semi-professional studio.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to make it look good. I mean, that's how, you know.
Well, that's why.
If you go to our YouTube channel,
that's why you hung up
like
the Ric Flair picture.
Yeah. If you go to our YouTube channel, there's a 13-second clip of me trying to figure out audio issues. Luckily, that was the last one, and they did get to work.
Yeah. I think I got sevens of viewers.
There were several days where we had planned on recording, but then I spent the next 8 hours trying to set up everything. So I was like,
when you redid this laptop, how many updates? It was like a 388 updates or something.
I had to reformat the laptop, and I only had an old-school version of Windows 7. And when it finally got it to work, there was like 260 updates it had to run through. So it took me a week to even reformat the studio computer.
And when we say reformat, it just means Chad had to wipe all the porn off the hard drive.
No, it was a scrap computer I had. Internet didn't the Ethernet card didn't work, or so we couldn't get any wireless internet on it.
Yeah,
but I needed the internet to stream to YouTube, so I had to reformat it and make it all work. What else have we been doing?
Talking about possibly creating our own beer.
Well, if you want to bring that was a discussion we had today. The idea is thrown around is creating a 40 ounce brew, homebrew.
So we'll be exploring those options.
That is just in the infancy stages of discussing.
It's got baby legs.
We're going to do our own home brew with put it in 40-ounce bottles.
So we're going to have to put in work before we start putting in work.
Yeah, because we couldn't find anywhere to just sold empty 40-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to drink some and sterilize them.
But if that sounds like something you guys would be interested in, just comment on Facebook or Twitter or wherever else you guys
post
that.
Seems like a good time to mention you can get us at 40 Ounce of Horror on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
Or email us, contact@40OunceOfHorror. The other thing we mentioned earlier that's on the table is our wrestling podcast. I don't know how many of you...
Why am I so excited about this?
I don't know how many of you are interested. It seems like we get a lot of interest in it. A friend of ours, Justin, who we affectionately call Schleich because his last name is Schleicher. Like, you know, like those action little donkey figures you get at Tractor Supply. The Schleich things.
That's the Schleich, little donkey.
So he's our resident wrestling expert. He's going to join us. And we're going to see how that goes and see if we get enough interest. We still haven't came up with a name for it. Yeah. So if you are a wrestling fan or interested in our wrestling potential podcast, send us some ideas
for
a name.
We should be there should be a prize if they do have a...
Then that's putting more work on me because then I have to mail things and we're running
out. No, it's on Brandon. It's all on Brandon.
Brandon doesn't have any of the swag. The swag's all here.
He can do something.
We ran out of T-shirts a long time ago. We got no koozies. We have buttons and stickers, I think, left.
Look, just you send it out, and then contact at Brandon, 40 Ounces of Horror.
Just hit us up on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, emails, if you got any good ideas for the... Because I want to keep it under the 40-ounce banner, but it doesn't have to be called... I don't want to be like 40 Ounce of Wrestling.
Well, the best part about, at least in my mind, this wrestling podcast is our buddy Schleich. He's going to take a more lead role, I would like, and then... I'm just going to get you so fucking drunk and blitzed, and we're just going to talk about wrestling constantly. It's going to be great.
And, at first, we're just planning to do post-pay-per-views, which is
I think that's the best thing.
Well, I know, but now they've switched to 19 pay-per-views through the year, so it's going to be like every freaking 2 weeks. Yeah. And we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of things on the plate. I don't really have a note, whole notes to go into today.
Well, let's start with, even though it's fall now, it's been unquestionably fucking warm. Oh, it's like 88 degrees.
Next week, it's going to be in the 60s.
Dude, I've heard that. I got hoodies lined up. My hoodies are lined up, and I'm waiting.
So, yeah, this is going to be a relatively shorter episode today, but I think what we should go into is all the premieres of shows that are starting since it's fall.
Yes.
I don't know how much of you have watched. I've watched quite a few, maybe even...
I've watched a little bit, and then I caught a premiere of Rob Zombie's 31.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay, we'll get to there. Yeah. And maybe even venture outside of the world of the horror genre, because I've watched a lot more than just horror.
Yeah.
So to end this portion of the show, hopefully we can get everything going.
This episode's over.
I don't know. The YouTube channel streaming, the wrestling podcast, maybe our...
So if everything works out how it should, this spring we'll have a lot more content to offer you.
And it will be...
Glorious.
So good.
No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
Greatest theme tune
Wait
ever.
For it.
It's over. I only put that small one.
So good. rude.
So yeah. All right. So let's start off by 31 because that's the farthest back. I have not watched it. You caught the premiere. I was out of town. Okay. I couldn't make it. So 31. Yeah. Rob Zombie's 31.
Right.
Go.
So I don't want to sound like beating a dead horse, but we all know my stance on Rob Zombie films. that aside, I felt like it was a rushed movie. It starts off just like everything else, like, you know, four or five guys in the van. They end up somewhere. A bunch of redneck fucks take them. You know, it's a hillbilly version of The Running Man. But there was a Q&A afterwards, and then Rob Zombie said he's never watched The Running Man. So, A, what the fuck? And B, what the fuck? You've never seen The Running Man? But, I don't know.
Yeah, it's, that surprises me.
Yeah. I felt like it was, like, vulgarity for vulgarity's sake.
Well, that's really kind of his shtick.
But there wasn't, there wasn't much substance. Like, there wasn't set pieces I liked or, like, I wasn't involved in any of the characters. It was just kind
of,
like...
See, from the sound of it, it had so much potential.
Yeah.
So was there a lot of cool stuff visually, or
there was one scene. I don't want to give it too much away. That's the one thing with the effects is they didn't show much because it was all shaky.
Well, you know, some people like that whole less is more.
Yeah,
but in a movie like that, I feel like it's kind of
you got to.
It's the point of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So there was this one cool scene with I don't give too much away, but his name's Doomhead. He's one of the head guys, and it's like him getting ready for the event for the night. And I feel like that was like a squandered opportunity because it started really cool. I was like, oh, this could be like a saving grace. Nope. But that aside, the movie is shit.
So it's pretty shitty, huh?
Yeah. And what sucks is that was the only movie that I saw in theaters because I still want to see Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's in theaters, but...
I was going to watch that theater tonight and I fell asleep.
Really?
I was tired. It was a long day at work.
You got to do what you do.
I mean, I didn't fall asleep because of the movie. I just was like, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
Gotcha.
Speaking of movies, the world premiere of one of your masks in a film.
Plank Face
by
Plank Face.
A friend of the show, Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Debuted with your hero mask.
Yeah. And, I was lucky enough to sculpt and paint the hero mask for the movie. It premiered in Ohio. I couldn't make the premiere just, you know, with everything going on. But they actually had a premiere at Mask Fest, which I was lucky enough to attend.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Brian Williams does an amazing job as a cinematographer. His movies keep getting better and better. And you can really tell, like, he's perfecting his craft, I guess.
Yeah, he's an artist. Yeah, he's, like, very into what he's doing, and he loves it. What was I going to say? You even got a mention in Fangoria.
Yes.
In a review of the film.
Holy shit. Yeah, so Jerry Smith, he's a writer for Fangoria. There was an online review, and he gave a really good review about the film, and I got to mention, he said he really liked the mask. And I don't know, it's cool to see your name in, like, you know, a magazine you grew up with.
Yeah.
Like, if I go back in time, I'd high-five myself.
I kind of wish, you know, they would have said James Dunn of Creepshow Studios and 40 Ounces of Horror, but...
Yeah. That is what it is. The crazy thing is when Plank Face opened up, I was like, oh, this is cool. And then it said, Mask and Concept by James Dunn. I was like, oh shit, I'm committed. I hope this is good. I hope this is good. But it turned out to be solid, so okay. I'm very happy.
So yeah, if that movie happens to be coming, I think he's put in conventions right now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they just released. I think it was like the crowdfund thing. So they released all the DVDs, Blu-rays that were signed. There was like cards that came out with them and stickers. And
yeah, so check out Playing Face. I'm sure if you just Google it, it'll get you to where you need to go. Also, okay, so it is the fall season.
Yes.
All the new shows are starting. Pilots, old shows are coming back. It's a fucking chore. Speaking of pilots, let's start with this one. If those of you who don't know and are Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime members, and I don't even know that you have to be Amazon Prime. Anyway, every year Amazon releases us a couple pilots, different number every year. Anyway, depending on how the reaction to them are, depends on whether or not they're going to continue to make the show. I saw the title of this show and I was immediately sold. Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Now, first I was like. Wait a minute. It's not until we sat down and we watched the pilot, I was like, holy shit, if this show does not get picked up, it's too genius. It's too genius of a show.
It's extremely meta. Jean-Claude Van Damme stars, is playing himself. He's basically a worn-down actor, you know, retired, getting old, whatever.
Well, he starts off, the whole episode goes, I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. If you don't know me, I am super famous.
Yeah, it's extremely meta. It makes fun of himself. But basic premises, it turns out that wherever all his movies
were fronts,
were basically, fronts for black ops operations. So wherever the filming location was, there was a black op happening.
When I did that flashback to him in Hard Target in Louisiana with the long mullet and the black hair.
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
I can't say much because it would give away. There's just nods. There's a lot of talk about Time Cop.
It's so
fucking
good.
Genius. And there's so much potential for this show because. Like, I feel like continuing on down the road, they could have other old action stars come in and play other secret agents or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, just as cameos, it doesn't take itself seriously whatsoever.
Right.
It's very aware of what it is. But it for hardcore action, 80s action films,
it's so good.
Fucking hysterical.
It's so
I watched
good.
It four times.
And I think four or five. I kept watching
you
it.
You have to go on Amazon, watch it, go on Amazon, leave a review. And
you know, it'd be awesome if they have Stallone on, but he's Cobra. From the movie Cobra.
That'd Mary be awesome. Yeah. I don't, you know, that's the thing. Like, and they kept alluding to this, what, you know, you kind of perceive as his nemesis agent or whatever. And they call him, I keep forgetting what they call him, like Brown or something like that, but they never show who he is.
Yeah.
So it kind of leaves you with a cliffhanger. So hopefully, you know, it'd be interesting if that was somebody, you know, like Seagal or somebody
that
like
that.
That
would be awesome.
So do yourself a favor and go check out Jean-Claude Van Johnson on Amazon because it is pure genius.
It has to be. The show has to get picked up. It's a travesty if that show does not get picked up.
Let's rewind a little bit, and I know we haven't been on since the show aired, so and it's over, and I'm sure everyone's watched Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 how boom, fucking boom, good boom, was that show?
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, it's so good.
Now, I don't want to ruin anything for somebody who hasn't watched it yet, but
most
people I've talked to has watched it, and I have not heard a bad thing about the show yet.
It's awesome. It's exactly what you want. If you're into monster movies or sci-fi at all, it's a love letter to you.
So many homages to old movies. The score is fantastic. It's got that retro synth score. And you know something about the retro synth score? I've been noticing that pop up in a lot of things lately.
Yeah.
Just random TV shows, newer movies.
The whole 80s retro thing is like, I don't know, it's taken off. Like Fright Rags is doing its own thing called Plastic Fang.
Yeah, Plastic Fang is basically, it's, you know, Fright Rags does their cool 80s horror stuff, but now Plastic Fang is basically non-horror genre stuff, and it looks really awesome. Like, they're getting ready to release that new Joe Bob Briggs t-shirt.
Yeah,
I don't think that's Plastic Fang, but
that it's still fucking cool.
Looks
shit.
Awesome. So yeah, there's that.
Why is it that I always find shit right before it like flips and becomes like, like when I did Creepshow with like the neon in the 80s, I was like, oh, this looks cool, and I was like, oh, this. Hey man, he's doing it. Man, come on now. And then like everybody was doing it. It's just trying to create something unique that's yours, you know, is really hard.
Yeah, so I don't want to get too much into Stranger Things because it's been months since it aired, but
they are going to
have not watched it. They are renewed for season 2.
Yeah.
If you have not watched it, do yourself a favor and get on that because it's excellent. What's one of the new shows that you caught the pilot of?
Mm. Let's see, The Tick. I watched that.
Oh, The Tick. I was never a big Tick.
Oh, I loved
comic
it.
Guys, yeah. So I don't really know much.
I loved it. It was pretty
good. I did watch the pilot, and it, I mean, it was somewhat
What
funny.
Was that other pilot that was on Amazon? It was like
it was something
Get
weird.
Dick or something. Was that Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Or like, you know, that's something Dick. I can't make that up. But that's what it was. It's like
something weird. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I have no idea what it's about.
Man, aside from that, I've just been rewatching old movies. I haven't really watched anything new.
You watched The Exorcist?
Yes.
Pilot.
Yes.
So let's talk about The Exorcist pilot.
It was way better than what I thought.
It was better.
And I'll tell you what, if they keep this up, then they can just relaunch everything through television as far as I'm concerned. Because they did it with Bates Motel, they did it with Hannibal, and now they did it with The Exorcist. It's good.
It took me a few minutes to about halfway through to really kind of get into it. There were certain parts I was kind of into, but I just wasn't sure if I was comparing it to the movie too much or letting it be its own story or a remake or
But there was a lot of nods to the movie, though.
There was a nod to, like, he was looking at newspaper clippings and you see mention about the Georgetown.
Right.
You know, and,
you know, Iraq, such as.
I was trying to remember their last name in the movie, like McNeil or something like that.
McNeilan, Kevin McNeilan.
Yeah. And then... it starts off, you know, kind of slow. You're kind of trying to figure out, get your bearings on the characters. And then towards the end, about the third act, things start to pick up a little bit, and it gets really cool. The effects seem
I liked it.
Pretty decent.
I dug it. You know, I didn't know how they were going to do it, but I thought it was really well done. Plus, the guy who wrote the first two episodes wrote the last two episodes, so we bookended it.
Yeah.
So if you get to like the middle of the season, you're like, oh, this is garbage, but you like the beginning, then just kind of wait it out and see what happens.
So, I think it's worth a watch to see if you like it. I thought it was pretty decent. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
And the kicker is the very end when he's walking out on the street and,
and the music
the
cues
bells
up.
Hit, man.
Yeah.
Like the original Exorcist bells. That was the best part. What else? Have you caught Star Watching American Horror Story?
No, I haven't.
Kelby was upstairs watching earlier.
I do like the new look of the season. How they're doing it.
It's
like
based on like one of those ghost story shows, like celebrity ghost
or like
stories
on the ID channel, or like
So it's basically they're telling a story in a room, like you know the face camera, and then what you're watching on the show is basically a dramatic reenactment.
I didn't know Cuba Gooding Jr. was.
I think he kind of got in.
True crime stuff.
Yeah, with the OJ stuff. Yeah. The first episode, there were some creepy parts that kind of creeped me out. Second episode wasn't too bad either. A little bit slower pace, but it wasn't bad. It's got me intrigued. I do this with every year with American Horror Story, though. You know, it starts off, I'm like, hey, I think this is going to be a good season. And then it really drops off. I think...
What was the last season again? It was the
Hotel.
Hotel.
Hotel was good. I liked Hotel. There were had its moments. I think Ryan Murphy just tries to put too much into his shit, and... You kind of lose it. It becomes a jumble.
I think The Hotel was the last one that I finished all the way through. I didn't finish Freak Show.
Yeah.
I finished Coven all the way through.
Freak Show's worth watching the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
Coven was decent. It was a little more lighthearted
year.
Right now, my Roanoke Nightmare is the name of the season. Has potential.
Your Roku Nightmare?
Roku Nightmare. I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
It has potential. We'll see where it goes, but right now it's...
Doesn't he have two more series that are coming out?
Well,
he's producing.
Well, he's doing the American Crime Story or whatever.
But I thought there was two more on top of that. He was.
Ryan Murphy has all kinds of shit going on. That's probably why his work suffers, because he has so much shit. You're gonna be watching American Horror Story, and the cast of Glee is gonna show up. He just can't keep his shit straight. But American Horror Story at this point is worth giving a look see.
Yeah. What else is on television right now? That's
the Lethal Weapon remake.
Let's not talk about that.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't good. We were talking earlier. Murtaugh is pretty good, Damon Wayans, but the guy that's playing Riggs, it's a different direction for the Riggs character.
They should have just brought back Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. You know they're not doing anything.
If it wasn't called Lethal Weapon, it might be a quasi decent action show.
Yeah,
it reminds me of one of those 90s action shows. This kind of just drugs and cars and.
What's another name you could say? Lethal Weapon, like a violent, violent object.
Foreign object.
Foreign object.
I watched the MacGyver pilot.
Did. Yeah, you did. I didn't watch it.
It made me sad.
You could see it by watching the trailer.
I had to give it a chance. MacGyver's Chad, there's one of some, my greatest
there's some
shows.
Stuff. You just
one
can't
of my
watch.
One of my favorite shows of all time. I did not like what they did with it. And everything they made nod to the original series was just super cheesy. It was just sad.
You felt how I felt when I rewatched The Twilight Zone with Forrest Whitaker. I about cried. It's like you're not Rod Serling. Stop.
What else? Son of Zorn?
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh,
I've heard mixed things.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah?
It's the new show.
No, who's the guy who does
Jason
the voice?
Jason Sudeikis. He's basically the only cartoon character in a reality set show. It's ridiculous, but it's funny.
I like how so apparently nobody questions it. Like, it just happened and, like...
I know. Give that a watch. It's pretty funny. I can't really explain the show.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows in it, so it's probably going to get canceled.
God damn it, Tim Meadows. I just seen with the ice cream cone put in his lap. Come get it, bitch.
I can't think of anything else. You watched any newer movies besides 31?
Shit. Nope. That's about it. Just been rewatching old VHS tapes in the basement while I sculpt. That's become my new vice is VHS and sculpting.
I watched a random movie on Netflix called Creep, and it's kind of like a found footage type of deal. And
yeah,
I wasn't a big fan of it. I heard a lot of people say I heard a lot of good things about it, but
yeah. What'd you hear about the Blair Witch? That's out.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Really?
Yes.
See, I heard the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, most of the things I've read is saying that it is the horror movie that we've been waiting for.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. I mean, Bloody Disgusting was really high on it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
Because we're in that age group that saw it originally and, you know, understood.
It'll be a full circle.
Understood what the whole marketing machine behind that was, because that was a really important piece of that film.
Yeah.
Because it was the first instance of viral marketing.
Dude, I thought it was real when I saw it.
A lot of people did. I mean, they did, because it was the first time they'd used viral marketing, and we didn't know what that was. You know, they had documentaries on TV that, you know.
It wasn't until afterwards I was like, wait a minute. She's in a Steak and Shake commercial? She's alive. What a bunch of shit.
That kind of ruined
it.
Thanks, Steak and Shake.
I was like, God damn it. Your fucking $4 meals. I just think it's a... Oh, you're looking at that? It's just an old computer. You can only update it so much.
No, I'm looking at the time, but like the time changed to like milliseconds or something, so I have no idea what that means.
We're in a time loop. We're in a time holer, apparently.
Looper.
I want to bring it up, but I can't say it.
What?
Because there was that whole talk of Looper in JC or Jean-Claude Van Johnson. Yeah. Looper versus Time Cop, which is better.
Yeah, that was a funny segment.
He grabs his arm. You know, matter cannot occupy the same space.
Oh, shit.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, when he does this impersonation of, like, nerd, like, his nerd self, it is the...
What the fuck is that?
Dude, what are you doing?
Can anybody hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, like a webpage.
What are you pulling up?
I don't know.
Dude. Good thing that's not
was
porn
that
you
Exorcist
pulled up.
Music?
I don't know. That's what happens when you talk about JCVD. Music disappears.
It is. It's this webpage came up as playing some kind of ad that I can't find. And it scared the shit out of me. I don't even know how to...
I don't know what's going on right now.
I need to mute this. Okay, it's done. Oh,
oh shit.
I don't know if people can even hear that. There we go.
That was terrifying.
That was terrifying.
Man, I can't take any more jump scares today.
I can't remember what
I can't take any more jump scares today.
Is that just generic horror sound music? That's from something.
I don't know. I've had a handful of encounters today with spiders, and I'm not happy about it.
we burned a spider nest today.
But it was a fucking nest. It was a nest with a hole in it, and this big spider in there. Like, he came out and like took his hat off. He's like, top of the morning to ya. And then we burned the shit out of him.
Oh, shit. God, I know there's more shit that's on TV. Walking Dead should be coming back very soon.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. Totally forgot about that show until you just brought it up.
Well, I mean, that's probably a good thing.
Oh.
I mean, doesn't keep the anticipation up. Although I already know who's
Daryl.
Meeting Negan. So.
Meeting Negan?
Yeah, Meeting Negan.
Meeting Negan's meat?
No, it's not Daryl.
No. Well, then I won't watch. And one.
I think that it's pretty obvious who it is, but
yeah,
I won't ruin anything with my opinions. My opinions ruin things.
Local man ruins everything. Local man's opinion. No, it was that what I sent you was, I'm going out for one beer 8 hours later, and it shows like the paper headline says, man arrested for everything.
Man arrested for everything.
I think that's only if you go to O'Gara's and put in work. if you go there
we don't
afterwards.
We don't get arrested at O'Gara's. That's our bar. They kick the other people out.
That's true.
All right. I'm looking through my little TV app here to see what I'm missing. Oh, The Strain, and I haven't watched yet the third season.
I still haven't seen the second season.
Scream Queens.
Oh, I'm excited about Scream Queens.
Have you not watched it yet? Back.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I dug the first episode. I was wondering how they were going to do it, but it's interesting. This show's so cheesy, and it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's a comedy horror, but, you know, Emma Roberts is hot.
Does it still have the same comedy as the first season?
I think it's going to be the same.
When the guy was running up the ladder was without arms, and then he got killed.
they're not playing. They are playing the same characters. See, I was under the impression that they were going to be playing different characters in the vein of.
So it's a continuous.
Yeah, it takes place like 2 years later.
I'll tell you what. I haven't watched the second season of Scream, but I like the first season of Scream. The MTV Scream.
You watched it?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good, Chad. It's pretty good.
No.
Yeah! Oh, Vince McMahon.
No. I don't know. I can't do anything MTV, man.
You can't do it?
I have no trust in MTV.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
Really? Scream?
Have you watched it?
No.
Have you watched it?
No.
Oh, what was that one show that you liked with the werewolf and Eli Roth produced it?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
You watched it too.
But you loved that show.
I did not love it.
Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Grove, and I haven't watched it since. There's three seasons.
You were a big fan.
There's only three seasons. Well, okay, here's the thing.
I wish I could do that little bit impression. A little bit.
A couple of haters. There's three seasons of Hemlock Grove, and I only watched the first season. Here's my thing. I'm easily entertained. I start to watch something, it's easy for me to get sucked into the story.
So you would enjoy Scream.
But that's my problem. I'll see a movie.
And you have to watch it.
Immediately, I'll be like, oh, that was great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 months later, I'll be like, it was all right.
And you're done.
Just because, like, you know, the adrenaline rush. I don't know.
Is that what you had going into Lethal Weapon? Play the weapon, sirs! And you had adrenaline dump.
I never did catch any of that Damien show. Stranger Things is good. I'm looking through like lists of TV shows here. Fear the Walking Dead. A lot of people don't like it. I don't mind it. I like the aspect.
I still never got past like the second episode.
I like the aspect of more being about the people than zombies. And
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. I don't hate it, at least. So, yeah, I can't think of anything else that's popped up. If you want our opinions on anything, tweet us. We'll talk about it.
Did we get some Boozing Gone Bad?
We did, but why don't you let me get to that?
Hey, I can't see what's going on over there. I have a microphone and a pack of cigarettes. This is what I have to go off of.
This is the biggest news I want to mention. I don't even know when it came out. July 28th.
July 28th?
Apparently, according to Entertainment Weekly via Bloody Disgusting, Phantasm Ravager will be released in select theaters and digital HD VOD October 7th.
It's playing at Fantastic Fest right now.
Is it?
Along with the 4K restoration of the original Phantasm.
So, finally, the new... I hope this movie doesn't let us down.
Dude, I'm a sucker for
Yeah, but it's been so long in the waiting.
It's gonna be good.
It's gotta be good.
I mean, the the huge ball, the laser, just annihilating the city.
Well, I mean, and Don Coscarelli didn't direct it himself, but he wrote it and he produced, so.
It's Angus Grimm's last movie, too.
Yeah, which, as well, it should be.
Yeah.
It's very fitting. I'm looking through my news here before we move on to anything. Halloween Doritos.
Oh, yeah, they're all black, aren't they?
And I guarantee that'll turn the color of your poo.
Stool.
Yes, your stool.
Talk.
No. I'm looking through this list. You can.
Dude, I'm just telling you. I have a full plate. I have a full a full amount on my mind. It's been hectic around here.
All right. What time are you supposed to be at your meeting this evening?
Yeah. What time is it now?
5:25.
All right. We have till 6.
You have to leave at 6? You have to be there at 6?
I have to be there at 6.
All right. So we should wrap it up soon. So, yeah, I'm not even going to mess with digging into the news. Most of this shit, everybody's probably heard by now. Nothing too exciting.
Hey, you know what my favorite phrase is now?
What?
Dicking bimbos.
What?
Dicking bimbos. You ever heard of that?
No.
No?
Well, I mean.
Oh.
We talking about, like, the activity?
Well, I mean, I haven't been in said activity of dicking bimbos.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Man, remember Paul? It was fucking dicking bimbos last week.
I need something more specific.
Dude, that's all I got.
Like,
you want to know what dicking is and then what bimbos are?
Okay, well, I mean, if that's, the basis, I know, but I just want to make sure that's what.
I mean, I'm sure we can make it our own thing. what would be dicking bimbos be? I feel like it should be a wrestling term for, like, pandering to the crowd.
I could tell first if you were saying dick and bimbos.
Let's go get that dick and bimbo. dick and bimbo sounds like at churches. It sounds like an add-on to Fridays. Like a dick and bimbos.
All right. Obviously, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. I just wanted to get this episode out there before I left next week, and we wouldn't be able to.
Well,
you got your wedding coming up as well, so that's a whole nother.
But the biggest thing for this episode is just to let you guys know we are working on a lot of new stuff, and we do have you in mind. So we haven't gone anywhere, but we are.
Basically, once we start the YouTube stream, I will put out.
YouTube stream?
YouTube. I will put out a tweet.
Dude, look it up. I guarantee you there's a YouTube.
A U-toot?
But I'm not looking it up. You're going to have to look it up for me.
U-toot.
Wait, T-O-O-T? Or is it T-O?
U-toot.com. Oh, it just takes... Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
No, it just takes you to YouTube.
Type in T-O-U with umlauts, T.
I don't have the umlaut key on my keyboard.
You don't? Can't you just hit control something? Like, pop it up there?
I don't know. It's also a bunch of baby farting videos.
Hey, type in dicking bimbos into Google and see what comes
up. One word?
Dicking. Word. Well, okay, I'm going to give you three searches. You can put dick and bimbos.
Hold on.
I like dick with
dicking
in.
Bimbos. Colin Powell. Bill Clinton is still dicking bimbos.
My man. Image that. Google image dicking bimbos. See what comes up.
This is a picture of Colin Powell.
Really?
Oh, shit. See, this is why we need the video feed. Dick and bimbos.
Dick and bimbos.
Dick and bimbos.
Or type in dick in with an apostrophe bimbos. Make it sound like a platter.
The first one, dick and bimbos is still the Colin Powell, Bill Clinton. There is a dick and bimbos Twitter handle.
Who has dick and bimbos? Why did you choose to have dick and bimbos? What other handle got chosen before you had to... Eventually decide on Dick and Bimbos.
Dick and Bimbos at Stripped Lower. check out these latest tweets from Dick and Bimbos. Should I look at a tweet?
Yeah. Is it just like a dick and a bimbo? He just sends pictures of random dicks and bimbos.
Oh, their profile picture is a piece of bacon that says support bacon awareness. This looks like a very political page. Maybe she just wants to meet Mark Cuban, who is there to give Hillary advice on the Syria crisis.
What the fuck? What are you doing right now?
You're right. It's only, 99.8% Muslim? Yeah, this is it's a very political.
Hey, hard pass on that. Hard pass on that.
That was not as fun as I thought. All right. Again, I'll put out a tweet saying we're gonna go live at so and so time. Hopefully, it's on time.
I gotta be honest. I'm really nervous about this. I'm really nervous about us doing a live video feed. Because we have faces for radio. We do.
Yeah, well, we'll make it work.
I got masks.
That's why I'm trying to get this lights situation going.
There's no amount of lights. There's no amount of makeup that can make any of our mugs acceptable for a wide audience.
And then we will be recording this podcast live, and then so you can watch it live, and then I will still put the audio out as a normal podcast. Yeah. Also, the wrestling podcast will probably be live on the YouTube channel immediately following a pay-per-view. What else was there?
But like you said, it's going to be like fucking 18 pay-per-views.
Yeah, so probably, well,
we're going to have to pick and choose.
I was going to say probably not tonight, but yeah, they won't even hear this till later. So
pick and choose the main, like Royal Rumble, WrestleMania.
Well, we'll see how it goes. We still got some work to do before we start it. Okay, so let's end the show with... That was a horrible segue, I know.
I
couldn't get the button to work. All right. So, this is a Booze and Gone Bad coming from our good old friend, Nick Seibel.
I think he's been dicking bimbos?
I don't know. I don't know that he's... I think he's married, so I don't want to...
Oh. All right.
So this comes from Nick has sent in many Booze and Gone Bads, all very...
It's so weird. I'm staring at that picture of Family Ties while you're talking about it.
So,
to Chad, doing what I can with what I got.
Here we go. Da-da-da-da. What's up, guys? It feels like forever since I heard from y'all. Well, since you've been gone, I got hired onto the local sheriff's department.
What the fuck?
Down here in Texas.
What?
Yeah, my days of drunken bachelor parties in Austin have now come to an end. However, now I get to see how it's like on the other side, dealing with drunks, crackheads, homeless maniacs, and etc. So here's my new Booze and Gone Bad story. A few minutes ago, we had an inmate, let's just call him Minji.
How about Mindy?
Minji. I don't know. That's a very random pseudonym.
Yeah.
Report to weekend jail high as a kite. So apparently...
There's a weekend jail?
Apparently...
Is it a resort like Sandals?
Apparently you can get sentenced to weekend jail where you just have to show up and stay in jail over the weekend. I have not heard of this.
That sounds like in-school suspension.
Maybe it's a Texas thing. I don't know. He came in jail stumbling and groggy. Immediately I take him to see medical where he admits to taking all of his girlfriend's medication upon arrival.
Ooh.
For some reason or another, he becomes irate and starts saying shit like, I got rights, motherfuckers, and y'all can't touch me. Bad idea. My partner and I put hands on him and place him on the ground, Brock Lesnar style.
Oh, shit.
He starts crying, pleading for his life, and then starts opening up about his life in the prison system, saying that he had been raped multiple times in state prison, which has now caused him to have erectile dysfunction. Now...
Distinction?
That's what he wrote.
Distinction.
That's what he wrote. I'm assuming it means dysfunction, but that's really
Let's talk about distinction. What does erectile distinction mean?
I feel like you really stand out in a crowd.
You're like... We'll end on that.
That dude's got erectile distinction.
Man, that dude is
like a distinguished gentleman.
What? That guy's getting ready for a night of the town. You know he's going to be dicking some bimbos here pretty big.
Really hung up on that dicking bimbos. So
it's a funny phrase. Who says dicking bimbos anymore? Nobody.
So either it was a typo or this guy said erectile distinction. And he says he has been able to or hasn't been able to please his girlfriend in over 3 months. He continues on and my sergeant insists that he is well enough to bring in and place in a detox tank. While in the detox area, Minji decides to get naked and then start to cuss out my sergeant. Again, we take this asshole to Suplex City, only this time he promptly shits all over himself.
Jesus.
Within the next 24 hours, Minji sobers up and is placed in general population and has no recollection of any of the events of the night before. Minji was only serving a 2-month weekend-only sentence.
Oh, Minji.
Sometime last week, Minji was... arrested on 3 counts of aggravated robbery when he robbed 3 elderly people with an Uzi while high on meth.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Minji?
Minji is now awaiting trial and bail is set at $250,000. Upon further investigation, the Uzi wasn't even real. It was an airsoft gun.
So was he watching Airheads before that? A little Steve Buscemi action?
Great to hear from y'all. Much love, 40 Ounce from Texas.
Well, A, Nick, that's awesome that you're now an officer of the law. B... Dude, that's weird shit.
I'm actually looking forward to hearing more from the police stories. The Texas Sheriff's Department. That could become a new segment. Just a new Texas Sheriff Department story coming from Nick.
Oh man, the stories are gonna come from there.
So there you go. Booze and Gone Bad. Yeah. For newer listeners, I know Brandon's been putting out a lot of social media. Things have been getting out there, so we might have some new listeners out there. I've been seeing some action on Twitter and such from people I don't recognize. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. If it's your first time. We drink
a lot.
And talk horror.
You know, I think we used to just get ridiculous at first.
Yeah.
But then we grew up. You become adults.
I think we also gained a tolerance, so we're gonna have to up our game.
Well, so you gotta smoke weed now. Get where you need to be.
You know, we buy some airsoft guns, get on some meth.
Yeah, let's go to Texas.
No, that's a bad idea. So we like having booze gone stories, just stories of a night of drinking gone horribly wrong. Hashtag boozing gone bad.
Yeah.
Send us, email us at contact@40ounceofhorror these stories, and we will read them on the podcast. Keep a lookout for information on the YouTube show, video podcast, the wrestling show.
Hey, can I just throw this out there? Can we just turn comments off on the YouTube channel?
No, comments are the best.
Oh, God.
Maybe a beer, although I don't know how we're going to mass produce this where people drink it. But if you come to the conventions, maybe we'll have some. Yeah. I don't know. That's still in its infancy. What else were we talking about? I don't know.
The wrestling podcast, too.
I said that.
And then,
send YouTube, in naming ideas.
Yeah, YouTube channel is the biggest thing.
Yeah, go to just 40 Ounce of Horror on YouTube. Send us some name ideas for the wrestling podcast. I got nothing. Hot Pod, Potty Piper. Or Potty Podcast.
Triple Threat Podcast.
I said Ringside Renegades.
Ringside Renegades. Three Jobbers and a Ref.
No, wait. That doesn't even make sense.
The three jobbers in the ring, and then the ref.
Yeah, but there's only three of us.
We're all jobbers, Chad.
Oh, well, who's the ref?
Special guest that's on? I don't know. This is why we need suggestions for the podcast.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. We will be back soon with more shit.
Well, we'll have a full episode next time. But we're definitely going to be fucking around with the YouTube. So that might come sooner before later. I don't know. We've always just swung it and just kind of...
Yeah.
See how it goes. One, so.
All right, guys. Until next time.
Drink up or smoke up. No. Whatever. No?
No.
You want to drink up?
Hey, smoke up.
You smoke too. You can do your thing.
Do what you want.
Dick Bimber. My nightmares, using my name.